left you with a single repair, or it's time for a new roof. Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Celebrate the holidays at a brand new 2019 Buick Envision Preferred from Classic Buick GMC Cadillac and save up to $8,707 off the MSRP. Just pay $25,993. Always save at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac at 833 Eastern Boulevard, Montgomery. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. Experience the new Buick. Shop online 24/7 at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Stock number KD008727 up to $8,707 off MSRP of $34,700 with eligible trade-in and financing through GM with approved credit. All rebates to dealers. See dealer for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm kind of out of sync on my breaks. I'll figure it out as we go along. But that's an amazing story Frank told. I went and saw him yesterday, and he told me, it makes it all worthwhile, you know. When you're up there and you're with him and he tells you to keep doing what you're doing, or Enoch with Jesus tells you to keep doing what you're doing. That's powerful.
Yeah, he actually got instructions. I mean, can you believe that? It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. And I'm serious. I'm jealous.
Oh, wow.
You know, not that I want to have a massive heart attack. You hear me up there, please? No, I don't want to have a massive heart attack. But, oh, man, you know. And when Frank told me this, particularly the part about he called me by name, he couldn't control himself, and he started crying, and I started crying, and it was just powerful, man. It was so powerful. You know, one of the things that we're told, when I try to explain to people how important the Book of Enoch is, the one thing I get is, well, there's no way that the Watchers could have came down like Genesis 6. You know, they looked on the earth, women saw they were beautiful, so if they took for them wives, all they chose, and they bore them children, men of renown, the Nephilim. People go, well, that's not possible because angels can't procreate. Well, okay. Consider this. The Book of Enoch is older than any other book of the Bible. This happened millions upon millions of years ago. Don't you think that perhaps God looked at that and went, to prevent this from ever happening again, I'm going to take away their ability to procreate? So, no, they can't procreate now, but they could then. That makes perfect sense to me. And it kills me how so many ministers, they won't even talk to you about Enoch. Oh, no, that's not canon, that's not scriptural. Well, who made up these rules about what's what and who's who? Man did.
Yes.
It goes back to any time man gets involved in anything to do with God, somehow our inherent sinfulness comes out and we screw it up. This is another case of that exact thing happening, in my opinion.
I believe it was the Nicene Council when one that did it.
You better believe it. Yeah. That would be, you got Constantine, declared himself the first pope. I mean, you go through the whole thing, and it's just, you know, they had this, Constantine had this brilliant, and I say that very, very sarcastically, idea of combining God's holy days with pagan holidays. How do you think God feels about that? We're told that he can't stand a speck of sin and to be in his sight. How do you think he feels about taking the days that he put aside as his holy days? How do you think he feels about having them combined with pagan rituals? I promise you, he don't like it.
And, you know, people don't understand, you know, why don't he come here and stop it? If he probably showed up near Pluto, he would probably wipe the whole solar system out, you know, because of how wretched it is, you know.
You know, another thing I get is, why did God create evil? You know, why did he feel it necessary for evil to exist? Well, let me ask you this. If you're a guy and you got a dog, you got a puppy, right? If you're the only thing that puppy ever sees, the only one that ever feeds it, pets it, whatever, you isolate it, how do you know that that puppy loves you? What's going to happen the first time it gets a chance to run away? The only way you know if somebody or something loves you is if you give it other options. Then if it loves you, it will always stay with you and it will always love you. It won't run off to someone or something else. I think that's why evil was created. We have a choice. Right. We have a choice. Mm-hmm. It's called free will. That's our choice, to either go with God or go with Satan. Now, the crazy thing is, Satan runs us down our whole life. He's always in pursuit. God sits back and waits on us to figure it out and waits for us to come to him. That's the big difference. It took me 40 years to figure that out, folks. It also took me, I'm stubborn, it also took me 40 years to figure out there's a difference in religion and spirituality. Spirituality is that relationship you have with the Creator. Religion is where you go sit in a church and some guy gets up there and tells you things that you should already know because you can read it yourself in the Bible. But that's a whole other story. I don't want to get into anti-church because I'm not anti-church. It's just, I haven't ever been to one. Well, it's been a long time since I've been to one where I felt the presence of God. I have actually felt the presence of God in more AA and NA meetings than I ever have a church.
Oh, yeah.
Because people in there, they have nowhere else to look but up to him.
Yeah, it's because it's serious. I mean,
it is serious.
It's right down, you know, where you live.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. We're not playing a game here.
No.
This isn't society. This is life and death. And some of these people have been through sheer hell, and they're at the bottom. And when you're at the bottom, the only thing, way you can look is up, and that's where he is. It's amazing.
And you know, and that's what church is. You know, for some people, you know, it's a society. You know, where you go to get looked upon and looked up to. You know what I'm saying?
And that's so wrong.
It is. It is. That is not what it's for.
You know, the way that I believe church is supposed to be, it's supposed to be everyone who has a great personal relationship with their Creator, to be around other people who are having a similar close relationship with the Creator, so we can keep each other pumped up, so we can police each other to make sure we don't start sliding away. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, but it's so hard to find that.
Yeah, and so we can grow.
Exactly, yeah. Post. But you can't find that anymore.
It's difficult to find it, that's for sure.
It's very hard.
Yeah, I have a pretty good group of people, you know, that I talk to. And
that's your church.
And we, it is. And we keep up stuff, you know, on current stuff.
Yes.
And you know, you can't tell long because sometimes you're not be at work and I don't want them doing it. But you know,
sure,
that's just the way it works.
You know, I've only found one preacher, and it just so happens this preacher was on the internet, and that's a guy named Jason Porter, who's a black guy, who's been there, done that with drugs, lived in his car for a while. I think it's in Kansas City is where his church is. But Jason is up to speed on UFOs. He's up to speed on aliens. He knows all of this. And he has a really cool congregation. And it's called 1C22 is the name of his church. It's online. You should listen to it if you get a chance. I love listening to the guy. He used to be a musician, so he's got a great singing voice. But he just, I mean, like I said, he's fully awake. And he's preaching the gospel, and it is has an amazing story, but it's just incredible. But I love Jason Porter; he's a great, great preacher. Hmm. Anyway, All right. I just found a story, an update on the one we were talking about, the blowing out of all the transformers. There's an image here of a mile-wide UFO. A mile-wide UFO that blew out all the transformers. Mile-wide UFO with multicolored lights caused electrical damage. This is in the one in Louisiana. We're now getting much more information from sources on the ground in Kenner, Louisiana, about what caused the massive damage to the electrical grid on the early morning of December 27th. Charles Walton reports he saw a UFO that was over a mile wide over the city.
Did he say what shape it was?
It's showing it, and I don't know if this is a real, it looks like a real picture. It's big disc.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I got a picture of it.
Yeah.
Let's see what else it says. As you'll see in the video, he says he talked to police and every single transformer was blown up in Kenner. It took 7 hours to restore power, and I'm surprised they got it up so fast with all that damage. This certainly was a massive event. It's been completely covered up by the fake news who only reported high winds. They claim that's what caused the electrical fire. Total lies. Transformers blow, and that's it. The power's out. Let's see. At approximately 1:50 a.m., myself and two other witnesses observed a bright amber beam of light engulf my entire backyard for about 3 seconds. This occurred over Kenner, Louisiana, which is about 15 minutes driving distance from New Orleans. Approximately an hour later at 2:50 a.m., the sky lit up bright colors of green, blue, amber, yellow, etc. And at this time, electrical substations across the area caught fire, and also telephone poles were seen catching fire. Wow. Electricity was surging from pole to pole for miles all over the city of Kenner. I went outside and observed multicolored lights in the sky directly over my house. I could feel a massive amount of energy in the air, and we felt an electrical charge all over our bodies, a charge that caused our hair to stand up. The wind picked up, and a powerful humming sound could be heard all over my house. Above us in the sky were multicolored circular lights that glowed and moved in various patterns. These lights appeared to be part of a massive UFO that appeared to be over a mile wide. The feeling was so intense and powerful that at one point I ran inside fearing for my safety. Let's see, apparently he shot a video of it. The end part of my video has parts missing for some unknown reason. What we witnessed last night, I believe to be something not of this earth. It was huge. What happened to the rest of it? That's weird. It was huge and extremely powerful. The occurrence was so frightening, I called 911 to report what I was seeing. It took about 5 minutes for 911 to answer my call because so many people were calling in to report what they were witnessing in the sky above them. I have a short news clip from a local news station here where people reported seeing multicolored lights in the sky above them. See, the station has now taken the video off their website.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'll post that video onto the official Clear in the Air page, and we'll see. But, yeah, they've been taking the videos down. This is amazing. And, of course, since my theory on the event and the similar one that happened in Astoria, New York, wait, let me show Postman this picture. I don't know if this is a depiction.
Oh, man.
Or if that's a, is that a real picture?
Well, that looked like a facsimile of it, you know, just to...
Yeah, to give you some,
right, give you some
perspective.
Perspective on how one mile wide UFO look like.
Yeah, but this thing is massive. It's circular. I mean, it's your typical saucer shaped thing.
Well, we have some for sure.
The deep state or whatever.
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah, way back engineered.
Yeah, the cabal has some.
Yeah, definitely. I think most of what people see. Well, you know what I heard the other day? I heard the stealth fighter, you know, the triangle?
Right.
Was flying since the early 70s. That's what Bill Cooper says.
Well, yeah. I mean, the prototype was, yes.
That's, folks, if you have doubts that we have anti-gravity, that we have all this technology, think about that for a minute. 1971, when I don't even think the Chevette was out. Maybe the Vega was out in 71. But that's right before the OPEC embargo. And, you know, we didn't have anything. We were using 8-track tapes. If you had money, you had reel-to-reel. If you were really an audiophile, you had reel-to-reel. Or music junkie, you had reel-to-reel. Think of what low technology we had. And they're flying around in a radar-resistant, Kevlar-bodied, V-shaped craft. So I bet that was responsible for a ton of UFO reports in the early 70s.
They had him totally giving us FM radio back then.
Exactly.
Days, yeah.
I remember, you probably do too. We're about the same age.
Yeah.
The FM converters that you could buy. mm-hmm. and you hooked to your AM radio, and it stuck under, you screwed it under your dash, and it converted your radio to get FM, because car radios didn't come with FM.
They didn't. They came with AM radios.
That's it. Yeah, it's amazing. And they were flying these things around back then. Think of where we are now, folks. That was a long time ago. There is no telling what these people have.
Well, it actually go for mankind, it goes to the early 30s. And, you know, from there.
That's just...
Because, you know, the Germans were doing it then. You know, and they actually left Earth in 38. So, I mean, 1938, neither one of us would be thought about even born. Probably that's our just, parents weren't even born then. You know, who knows?
That's just unreal. Wow. Wow. There's so much to talk about. I don't know where to start. Apparently, another police officer has been killed by an illegal in California. There's a big manhunt for this guy. I don't understand how anybody with a lick of sense could believe that it's good for this country not to have a border and enforce who comes and goes in and out of our country. That's insane, folks. Absolutely insane. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I put a video on Facebook today. Guy in Georgia who goes into a vape shop to buy something. I forget what it is. Something for his kids. And he has on a Make America Great cap. And the guy running the store refuses to serve him. And they get into a verbal argument. And you want to talk about losing it? The guy who's running the store absolutely lost it. He's screaming the F word at this guy. Get out. Get out. You know, F this, F that. I'm going to call the police. And the guy is filming it the whole time. And I give him credit. He's cool the whole time. He doesn't raise his voice. He's like, call the police. Please, please call the police. I want you to call the police. I have never seen someone act like a three-year-old whose Cheerios were just taken away from him. He loses it. This guy loses it. Well, he does lose it, actually. He loses his job. Because the guy who came in that he's cursing and doing all this stuff to with the cap on calls corporate and gets him fired. He's fired. He should be fired. He's crazy.
What city was he in? Do you remember?
Is it Kennesaw?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That sound right.
I'll look it up. But it's, yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's a cap. And this guy starts railing about Trump, about how he's a racist. And I'm thinking, where are you getting this from? Where are you people getting that he's a racist? Where are you getting this from? Are you believing what the media is telling you? Because if you are, you got bigger problems than a cap. You know? I don't get it. Trump's a lot of things, but racist is not one of them.
No. No, you know? I don't think so.
He may be egotistical. There's all kind of things you could call him, but racist is not legitimate. He's not a racist. Not at all. But anyway, you just got to watch the video. I can't do it justice by trying to tell you. But this guy has a total meltdown. I mean, he's screaming at the top of his lungs. And the guy with the cap on, like I said, is cool as he could be. Which, more power to him. I couldn't have been that cool. I'm not good in those kind of situations, but... Anyway, I was trying to find the, I can't find it there. But yeah, it was one of the cities in Georgia, and I don't remember. Wait a minute, what's the city, where's the Ferrari dealer? Tucker, is it Tucker, Georgia? Postman, I can't swear to it, I'll have to find it, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
it could be.
Could be Tucker, Georgia, I don't know. There's something new, you remember Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington
right.
Post columnist. Well, uh-huh. We've got some updates on that too. Turns out, he was a foreign agent working for the government of Qatar in order to change U.S. policy against Saudi Arabia in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. What are the chances of that? Writing in The Federalist, Jim Hansen, president of Security Studies Group and a former member of U.S. Special Forces, notes that the Washington Post admitted in an article on the 21 of December, that would be earlier this week or last week, that an executive at Qatar Foundation International worked with Khashoggi to influence his columns so they aggressively targeted the Saudi government. Well, that would explain why he got killed by the Saudis. So he was working against them and for Qatar. That makes sense. Everything I've read about Salman, the one that's in charge now in Saudi Arabia, he arrested a bunch of the sheiks over there because they were involved with the Bush administration and pulling off 9/11 and a bunch of other New World Order or globalist things.
Right.
Hey, more power to him. To me, he's rounding up the right guys. They're the ones that need to be arrested. So Khashoggi apparently was part of that. You know, he was part of the intelligence network, so he knew a lot of stuff. So killing him probably was a double good thing I hate to say that, but probably was, because he knew things, no doubt.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I don't know where to go. Let's see. There's so much going on. Let's see if anything's happened since we've been on the air. We know the left is, they've lost their minds. They're crazy. Well, I told you the UFO story. Nothing really on chemtrails. There's some excellent stuff. I posted some on the, what is it? Open Mind Chemtrail Activist site on Facebook. There's a big thing going on there about magnetics to collect the stuff that's coursing through our bodies, because we all have it. We all have the nanotechnology that they're spraying, because, like I said earlier, what goes up must come down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all breathing this stuff in, folks. And the scary thing is that we're talking self-replicating nanobots. As crazy as that sounds, that technology exists. You can look it up. Smart dust exists. Now, what smart dust is dust-sized particles that are actually microprocessors. They're actually nanoprocessors, I guess you could call them. In other words, they're like a dust mote-sized computer. They can be programmed to do whatever they want them to do. If they want them to be pixels, like in a TV, so they could use a quantum computer, energize these dust motes. Dust mote size nanoprocessors, and they could display an image if they wanted to. If they wanted to have Jesus Christ purportedly coming from the sky, they could do that, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. You would think it was real. That's the scary thing.
Yeah, they've already showed us that.
Yeah. Well,
on the Hunger Games.
Well, no, not just that, but yeah. Disney, if in the 70s, Disney had a display down at Disney World with Cinderella. It was a hologram. Mm-hmm. They say it was 10 inches tall, and it was Cinderella just standing there by herself, little mini Cinderella, and right. The powers that shouldn't be made them take it down because they didn't want people to know they had that technology, so they took it down. Now, I had a guy at work who is anything but a conspiracy theorist the other day asked me, Terry, what are those weird lights in the sky? And I love it when people ask me that. I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, I look at my binoculars, and there's this thing in the sky. You can see it when you can't see the other stars. I said, well, it's one of, like, 12. He goes, well, okay. Hey, but it changes colors. It's always there. And I said, well, nobody really knows what they are. I've got video of them moving. I don't really know what these things are. Nobody knows what these things are. They're obviously not geosynchronous satellites because they move. I mean, I've seen one. I've got video of one moving and taking a 90-degree left and going zip, gone. Out of here. I don't know what they are. I would have to believe they're some kind of vehicle, not of this earth vehicle, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and it could be one of ours.
It could be.
You can tell. You know, because I've seen them before. I mean, I've talked about it on a program.
Yeah, they're up there.
And that's the one that was they got several of those. As a matter of fact, those are the ones that actually they're like the, you know, protectors of Earth.
So they're good guys.
I would say good guys, but there's some bad guys running this show, right?
Absolutely, there are.
And there's even worse guys out there that don't want to come here.
That's the scary part.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
So they're keeping the worst guys out, in other words.
Well, the weird thing is when you look at these things through binoculars, or if you can amplify them in some way, magnify them, they look like a Pac-Man. They look like a pie that's had one slice taken out of it. At the 9 o'clock position, like a chunk gone out of them. That's what they look like. I got dozens of pictures of them. So I don't know what they are. I have no idea. Nobody knows what they are. I've gone to astronomy sites, and I've tried to ask the question, does anybody know it? And immediately, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think that nobody ever answers the question. All they can do is throw out accusations. And that always throws a big red flag up to me.
The one that I saw was to me as the crow flies about maybe 5 to 10 miles away from me, and
wow.
It was toward a Pike Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from where my house is. I was looking kind of southeast, you know, away from the house.
Yeah.
And it was sitting still, and I didn't look at it through any kind of a scope or anything. I was looking at it with my eyes.
Right.
And it was sitting still, and then all of a sudden, it moves around in a circle in a counterclockwise manner.
You mean it's rotating or it's moving in a circle,
made a small loop.
Okay.
And then it came back around to near 360 degrees to where it started from.
Wow.
And then it stopped. And then it moved away, a little further away from me. And then it came back to right near where I saw it first time at.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, it powered up. It got brighter. It's got, you know, really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the brightness just went to nothing. And it didn't streak off. You know how something
faded out.
It just faded out. It went interdimensional.
So you think it cloaks itself?
It went. I think it went interdimensional. Is what I think. You know, because they have those kind of craft.
Yeah, that's wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And those when disclosure happened or if it happens, they'll most likely show us one of those. And that craft is somewhere between 60 and 100 feet long. It's triangular, and it's powered by a magnetic plasma propulsion system, and it's a really, really powerful platform. It can be operated in air, and it can be operated in outer space, and it wields rail guns, you know,
mm-hmm.
and man, it's something else. Those are the ones that they use to patrol the skies with.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the headlines and before it's news, and there's still all this stuff about tribunals. They're getting Gitmos ready, da-da-da-da. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I wish I could believe it. I just can't. I know that Q has put some stuff out there that's amazing, and it connects some dots, but I think it's too big. There's a video I put, another video that I linked that Miss Eva sent me, that it's amazing. The guy talks about, you have no idea. The whole government is corrupt and rotten to the core. We're incapable of wrapping our minds around how corrupt our government has become. And I got to tell you, I believe that.
Well, from what I heard, it's 80% of it.
Yeah, it can't function. If you lock everybody that's on the take up, it can't function because there's not enough people to run the departments. Maybe that's a good thing.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, it gets destroyed in the end because it's so corrupt.
The whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to, in what, 1 hour? Doesn't the Bible say one hour?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In an hour.
It's unreal. It's coming. What is this? Planet X, Uranus collision confirms Nibiru.
I read that.
If this thing's going to pass over us, how will it play out? Sudden magnetic shift encompasses Earth's fields moving more than ever. Sudden and noticeable brightening of the sun. I've noticed that. You and I have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a rainy night, you go outside. I go outside with my night vision. I don't even have to turn on the infrared. I just look through my night vision, and it's like it's daylight.
It is. It could be raining, and it's still like that, isn't it?
Yes.
What's going on, Terry?
I don't know, but I think they're intentionally making it rain to try to mask it. But it's not working. You can still see it. There are lights coming through from some spectrum.
Well, what I'm going by, if this thing's cyclical, if it comes every 3,600 years,
mm-hmm.
And all I know is what's in the Babylonian records and what's in the Chinese records.
Right.
And the Chinese records are the ones that are most telling.
Yes.
All right. It was circa 1550 to 1580 B.C., that the Chinese astronomers they chronicled it, and they said they call it the guest star is what they call it.
Ah.
And from what's in their records, it stayed in the sky for 2 years. It was visible. Back in those days, it didn't have chemtrails.
Yeah.
So it got, according to what's written, it got bigger and bigger and bigger until it flew by.
I can understand. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. And, well, and like I've said before on the program, it's not the star that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, it's one of the planets circling.
It's the fifth planet in the system that I'm concerned about, because that one is controlled. It's a Dyson sphere.
Yep. It means it's artificial, or it has something artificial built around it.
Right.
All right, well, hang on. We got to hit a break. I think I'm back on schedule. So this is Clear in the Air, 272-9228. Phone's open, 272-9228. And Dire Straits and us will be back in, looks like, 5 minutes. We'll see.
Hey, folks, this is Kofi.
And Jody Wolf, inviting you to shop with us during our pre-inventory clearance sale going on now at American Oak & More, with 40 to 75% off store-wide plus interest-free financing.
Sofas from $6.99, recliners from $3.99, occasional chairs from $2.99. Check out more deals on our Facebook page.
We will have to take inventory soon, and we would rather sell it than count it. So hurry in, 40 to 75% off.
Like we've been saying for over 23 years, you don't pay with fake money, so don't settle for fake wood.
Shop the Rustic Furniture Outlet at American Oak & More. Handmade solid wood rustic furniture at factory direct prices. Glissio Group includes bed, dresser, mirror, chest, and nightstand. Queen Group, $27.99. King Group, $29.99. Trestle table and 2 benches, $7.49. Console, $209. End tables, $129. How can we sell so cheap? Because we are a direct outlet for the factory, with truckloads arriving weekly.
The Rustic Furniture Outlet, Wetumpka Highway, next to American Oak & More.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today, showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, This is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sunshine Superman. I think it's Donovan, wasn't it? Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Excuse me. I was just outside. I love to take pictures of the trees at Marshall's Field across the interstate because it's interesting to see what's in the trees. There's things in the trees that you have to have a lens to slow the light down for you to see them because of their, Postman explains, their vibrational frequency. They vibrate so much higher than we do, we can't see them unless we slow the light down. And you do that with a camera, binoculars, whatever. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can see. Even with just a camera, but nobody ever looks. I don't understand that. People just don't, they don't look. It's amazing.
When they manifest,
they'll look then.
Yeah, because they'll see them, because they'll be on search and destroy mission.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Terry. Have you seen the promo to Bird Box?
To what?
Bird Box.
I don't know what that is. No.
It is a movie. It's, I saw it yesterday, and it's, I think the movie's already out. And, they're djinn.
Demons.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. I haven't heard about that. Tell me about it.
It's Sandra Bullock is the star.
Oh, yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. How are you doing, buddy? Long time no hear.
Yeah, I've been listening. I just haven't been able to call in too much, but
I know you got a lot going on, man.
Yeah, my brother-in-law died this week, so
I'm sorry. Was it unexpected? Was he old or young? Or
he was about 4 years older than me.
That's not old, man.
No, that's not too old.
Well, what happened?
He's been sort of sick, you know, for a pretty good while.
Oh, okay.
Right. And one of my friends that I worked with at Russell for a long time, his son died this week, too.
Wow. His son died?
Yeah.
What happened to his son?
Well, they don't know. He was just didn't wake up the other morning after Christmas.
Oh, man. It keeps happening. People are getting sick and dying everywhere.
Mm.
Wow. Well, you're still here. What's going on with you?
Well, I heard y'all talking about the UFOs down in Louisiana. What about the one up in New York?
Same thing. Yes. Yeah, it's almost identical thing that happened, which is kind of strange all the way across the country.
Yeah,
nobody really knows what's going on. Of course, the officials there aren't going to tell us the truth. They're going to tell us, we just had a transformer blow up. No, it was something a lot more than that.
I've seen a lot of transformers blow up, but I've never seen nothing like that.
No, it was wild, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some big ones blow up at Russell and stuff like that, but I never seen nothing like that happen.
No, that was way more than that.
Yeah, even the people that that actually filmed it, some of them had 3 to 5 minutes of film footage, you know, on it, and and they were talking about the size of the cloud that was over it. They said it looked like a UFO, and it did. I actually saw the footage online, and it was kind of big for a plume that's coming off a transformer for it to go up as high as it did and to spread out as wide as it did and for it to look like a disc. And that was that's what I was concerned about. And it looked just like one for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen substations go up and, you know, it just nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just, it's really out there. Yeah. How's everything in Auburn?
I think it's going along pretty good, seem like. Just a lot of rain yesterday, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
a lot of stuff flooding out.
Yeah, it was. We got so much rain. I was coming home the other night from piddling at the shop. I don't know, around 10 o'clock, and I was concerned my car was going to flood out because I was throwing up, you know, to look like 10-foot walls of water on both sides. Water was so deep. Yeah. This, our sewers can't handle this much water at one time.
Yeah, we was. I think we were down to the Montgomery Mile back during the summer, and it come up a good quick rain. And I mean, it was really not Montgomery Mile though.
Eastdale, yeah, I knew what you meant.
And it was flooded pretty good over there that day.
Yeah, it's just rain is just, when it rains, it rains. It don't play around. Oh, yeah. It's just big drops. You're correct.
That fills up the lake pretty quick. You know, it's a good thing they drop Lake Martin pretty good because it'll fill up. I've seen it fill up overnight.
Wow, that's a big lake.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
40,000 acre lake, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been diving there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I lived on the lake for 30 years.
So you know about the church and all that stuff under there?
Oh, yeah.
But it's probably so dark you can't see anything, right?
Well, they call it barrel diving.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess that's
pretty
much what
it is. You get down about 10 feet and you can't see nothing.
Yeah. I've heard stories about how big the catfish are around that lay on the ground there in front of the turbines.
Yeah. Well, I went down about 80 or 90 foot over there close to the Chimney Rock one time, and it was just so cold, you know, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, I had a light, and I thought I felt something, I seen something, and I shined it over there, and all you see was this big old puff of silk, but you don't know what it was.
Yeah, there's no telling. You probably don't want to know what it was.
So, like, I had done a dive down at Panama City on a breach pan, and I had one of the students with me. And the dive captain said that they had a big glass grouper down there, though, under the bridge, so I took him down there.
Yeah.
By the time we got down there, that big old thing popped up, you know, and he opened his mouth, just about stepped in it.
Wow.
And that student, you know, all I could see was taking off for the surface, and I had to grab him by the foot and pull him back down.
He probably had nightmares about that.
You can't fly up to the top like that.
No, you can't. Are there any submarines down there that like World War II submarines we can dive on, or will they don't allow you to do that?
Well, I've done the one down at Port St. Joe. It wasn't a submarine, it was a ship, but it was sunk by a submarine.
Gotcha.
Usually the submarines was on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, looking over New York and all that stuff, yeah.
There was a tale of one actually pulling up down in around New Orleans and, you know, putting up an American flag and coming in and filling up.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
You know, they pulled out, you know, charged the government.
Yep. Wouldn't surprise me a bit, man. I tell you, crazy stuff going on.
My granddaddy and mama then was living down in Pascagoula during the war. You know, he built ships back then.
Yeah. Wow. Well, cool.
You know, they never cut off the lights. You always, you know, the submarine captains always talked about, you know, America's so stupid, they never cut off the lights. You know, you see they just lit up the ships.
Yeah, exactly. I remember reading stories of the Germans off the coast of New York and stuff, or, you know, watching and through the binoculars and all that, and I was seeing the lights and everything. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think Americans took it serious. Not like they should have, not for a while anyway. Definitely.
Yeah, there's still several subs off, you know, off North Carolina and New York, New Jersey, kind of thing.
Yeah, don't they consider those like grave sites?
Not really. I mean, they were German subs, so a lot of times they went down there and tried to find out what about them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Some places they are. Some ships you can't go into. I know if you're diving around like Australia or something, you know, they got some down there that's marked the tomb, and you can go inside just a wheelhouse. They'll arrest you when you get back up on top.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, because so many people died in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What else you got, Barry? I'm up on my break.
That's about it. I was just, you know, I've seen in pictures from New York, but I haven't seen that from Louisiana. Yeah.
Kenner,
that.
Louisiana. Take a look at them when you get a chance.
There's, got to be something going on, doesn't it?
There's something going on, no doubt.
And,
take care, my friend.
I think about the nano stuff is just so... people just don't realize.
No, they don't. You know, they look at RFID chips. Man, that's like 8-track tapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know? We've gotten so far past that.
But I've seen some of that nano stuff on an electron microscope, and it's just, you know, it's so small.
Yeah, they make them like little machines. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, you can see the little gears. I mean, that's what was so amazing to me. I think, man, you know, that thing's got gears on it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's amazing. Well, take care, my friend.
All right.
We'll see you.
Good show. All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, guys, got to hit a break. It's a short one, so y'all hang with us for 3 short minutes.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Welcome back to the program. We have a caller. Hey, caller, you are on the air.
Hey, Terry, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Is this Jason?
No, this is Bruce Holding. I own CTE Outdoor Power.
Do. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, man. I've admired you for years, and we've never met, but I'm just out checking on the store here. I thought I'd give you a buzz.
Well, thank you. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's good.
Okay.
Usually when I'm making late night trips, it's not so good. You know what I mean?
I know. That's why I asked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I heard, 2018 was our worst year of burglaries. Or,
us too.
I think I overheard the police when they were out at my place at 2 or 3 in the morning that you guys get pretty bad yourself, huh?
6 times within, I think, a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Did they ever catch anybody or do anything?
Well, I did. I caught. I caught one, and we went to court on him, but the one that we found out has the bike they stole from my shop, the police would not go with me over there to look at the bike, and we have yet to go to trial with him. They postponed it 3 times. It's kind of weird. I don't know what's going on.
So have you, and you may not want to get into this on this show, I don't know, but have you... gone to see anybody, you know, downtown or, you know, the mayor or anybody like that about all this?
No. Well, now, my wife went to a city council meeting, and she had an opportunity to talk to him, and she told him about it. And he was on Dan's show not that long after it, and somebody brought it up, and he said that he doubted that we had been broken into that many times, which really made me mad. But, no, I really haven't addressed it probably like I should have.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was about 6 times for us as well. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, we've done a lot of measures, you know, to keep people from breaking in, and externally and internally. So,
good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Lord willing, we'll have the church come out. It prayed over the property.
Good.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Good idea.
But, the reason I called, over Christmas, one of my nephews started talking to me about flat earth and had I ever looked into it. So anyway, he told me to go watch this video, and I just want to get your take on it. Are you a flat earther?
I'm not. It's very little that I take for granted anymore after everything I've found out. But flat earth, I just can't wrap my mind around that.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. I mean, I never in my life would have entertained it.
Yeah.
But this guy was just going back to, going back to the Apollo program. He talked. He doesn't believe in that. He thinks that was all, you know, staged. And then 9/11, you know, he doesn't believe in, you know, what we're being told about 9/11. And
I agree with him on that.
And, yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, I was just curious to get your thoughts on it.
Well, thank you. I'll continue talking about it after we hang up.
All right, man.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have a good night.
Take care, my friend.
Sir.
See you.
Thank you.
Postman, what's your take on flat earth? Do you believe that?
Well, I think they're going way, way, way back. I think they're going back to the primordial earth. No kidding.
What does that mean? So are you saying we don't have a flat earth or we do have a flat earth?
Well, I mean, it wasn't flat. It never was flat. It was an ellipse. I mean, it was a flattened ellipse.
In other words, it wasn't a globe.
No, Okay. But no, it's never been flat because it's been according to, you know, Sumerian texts, you know, there was the reason why the moon is not the moon. There was another planetoid that was blown away from it, you know, of course they were arguing, ET factions, you know, arguing one another, and it actually got part of it got blown away then. But the thing is, it's never been flat, but it's been a flattened type of ellipse, what it's been, you know.
Yeah. Now, a couple of things I know about it is there's really only one or two pictures of Earth from space. Only one or two, and they always recycle them. So it would be easy to think that perhaps they faked all that part. You know, in other words, they basically made the Earth globe image. It's not a real picture because, like I said, there's only one or two.
Yeah, but it's been made over since then. You know, there's been a cataclysm. you know, a long time ago, you know, when it was remade, and it was, you know, it was rounded, you know, 'cause it went back to the void phase, and, you know, the actual surface was covered with volcanic activity, the whole surface.
Yeah.
And with the gravity and everything, you know, it rounded it off a lot. But still, right now, you know, with the oceans and everything, it's still not a perfect sphere. It's still bulging at the, as a matter of fact, it's about 500 feet higher at the equator, all the way on both sides, all the way around.
Hmm.
Yes, it is, because of the water. Because of the spin, because of the centripetal force of the spin.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. It can't be perfectly round because
right.
Yeah,
because that's if it were to stop, I mean, where do you think the water going to go? It's going to come inland.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
and that's very possible.
Right.
Very possible. Yeah, I've heard that too, and I'm just sitting here reading a story on Before It's News that they're saying, well, what if the wall Trump wants to build is not to keep people out, but to keep us in? I tell you, it's just so much stuff out there. You really don't know what to believe. As I've told you so many times, the whole Trump election, I just find it hard to believe that we snuck one in on us. We snuck somebody who hasn't been, as they say, initiated into the presidency, because these people plan decades ahead. And they aren't elected, they're appointed. And it really, I just still have a hard time believing Trump is our savior. But we'll see. We'll see. It'll all work itself out.
It's kind of difficult, isn't it? Because
it's hard for me.
It was too late to actually rub him out because of he knocked all the rest of everybody else down like bowling pins. He rolled over them.
Well, there's so much light on him, you know? And that's the thing. That's what William Cooper always said. There's two ways you can do it. You can either try to remain completely in the shadows where they can't figure out who you are and they can't get to you and kill you, which, to be honest, these days you can't do that. Or you put so much light on you that they won't dare do it because it'll let everybody know that what you've been saying is absolutely true. And
right.
He took the latter path, and it worked out well for him until they set him up, got him out in his yard, and gunned him down.
Right.
Such is life. You know, Bill Cooper is one of my heroes, one of the few human heroes I have. Everything he said was great. He predicted 9/11 before it happened. He even said they'll blame this on Osama bin Laden. You just wait, and what do you think happened? They blamed it on Osama bin Laden. We got to hit a break. Caller, hold on for me. I got to hit this break, and we'll be back. This is Clearing the Air.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WAC.
News, I'm Debbie Hanley. McClatchy, D.C., breaking a story that Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, briefly sent signals off cell towers in the Prague area, supporting claims that Cohen secretly met with Russian officials.
I have no reason to doubt the credibility of this particular report out of McClatchy. That being said, we know that Michael Cohen, on countless occasions, has said that he was not in Prague during the